Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Queen is said to want an increased workload after mourning the loss of her husband and is being confined to video link appointments for the majority of the COVID pandemic. That's the story from The Mirror, who add the Queen is eager to get out on royal duties after months of shielding and defiance, speculation that she may want to cut down on duties after turning 95. For more than a year, the monarch has been forced to carry out engagements via video link and cut others out altogether due to the pandemic. Her usually brimming diary has rarely been as empty as it was this year, with Windsor Castle plunged into quarantine and the period of mourning for her late husband, Prince Philip, who died last month. But a royal insider has said the Queen has a strong desire to increase her workload as national lockdown restrictions ease and the vaccine rollout continues. The Queen is given the go-ahead for an exhibition to celebrate the life of Prince Philip and their 73-year marriage. Her Majesty agreed to release treasured artifacts for a display that was originally planned to mark the Duke's centenary. The exhibition will be held at Windsor Castle and will showcase the couple's wedding, family, and Prince Philip's naval career, charity work, and love of carriage racing. The Queen will be offered a private tour. The Mirror reports it is hoped the exhibition will help to get the Royal Collection Trust, which runs royal tourism for the Queen, up and running again after it lost millions during COVID and was forced to cut hundreds of jobs. An insider said, they are expecting massive numbers of visitors. They've been pleasantly surprised by the Queen's generosity and what she's agreed to be used. Even though it's all a bit raw coming so soon after she said goodbye, the Queen considers it part of history. The exhibit paints a picture of the Duke. A lot has been said about him since he died, but there is so much more to see. The palace has been busy trying to distance itself from the political controversy surrounding a proposed new £200 million national flagship. The new ship, the first national flagship since the Queen's Royal Yacht decision, discussed by 11 Royal Yacht Britannia, was decommissioned in 1997, will cost up to £200 million and will host ministerial summits and diplomatic talks. Boris Johnson said, every aspect of the ship, from its build to the businesses it showcases on board, will represent and promote the best of British, a clear and powerful symbol of our commitment to be an active player on the world stage. Richard Palmer tweeted, Buckingham Palace is doing its best to distance the Queen from political controversy over the idea of a new £200 million national flagship, which she will almost certainly never use. But how many flagships can the Royal Navy have? Is the number limitless? The aircraft carrier HMS Queen Elizabeth is already the fleet flagship. One thing is clear, it's not really a new royal yacht, and while members of the royal family may occasionally step on board for functions and perhaps even stay on it briefly during overseas visits, they won't sail away on it for weeks on end as they did on the Britannia. It was initially reported that there were plans to name the ship after the Queen's late husband, Prince Philip. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Buckingham Palace is hiring. The job posting lists several perks, including the opportunity to prepare diverse menus for a wide range of events. You'll prepare and deliver menus for a wide range of events, ensuring a smooth and efficient service at all times. Your role will be diverse, working with quality ingredients and highly skilled colleagues across all sections of the kitchen. You'll also assist the head chef to manage stock levels and purchasing, as well as helping to lead the team during service, developing your supervisory skills. And in an environment where development and training are commonplace, you'll be supported to grow within your role to become a technical expert in your field. As you'd expect, standards are exceptionally high here, and every day is busy. So you'll need to be an ambitious and qualified pastry-oriented chef with at least a year or two's experience. You may have some previous experience with a premier kitchen or volume catering environment, but it's your ability and enthusiasm to deliver across all aspects of the pastry kitchen that we're looking for. You're at your best working in a team, and with your strong communication skills, you'll enjoy working alongside your colleagues. Attention to detail is vital too, as is your ability to meet deadlines and make sure food is delivered on time. Most importantly though, you'll have a clear passion for food and the catering industry and will be eager to learn new skills. In return, you can look forward to working in a unique and stimulating work environment and be rewarded with a comprehensive benefits package including 33 days holiday, inclusive of bank holidays, a 15% employer contribution pension scheme, with the option for flexibility to increase contributions or draw down as salary, and meals on duty. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.